C. Autonomic Nervous System. The Autonomic Nervous System, ANS, is the part of the peripheral nervous system that manages involuntary physiological processes. These include the regulation of cardiac muscle, smooth muscle in the organs and vasculature, and glandular activity. Unlike the somatic nervous system, which governs voluntary movements, the ANS operates largely beneath conscious awareness to maintain homeostasis, a dynamic internal balance across bodily systems. The ANS is comprised of three major subdivisions, the sympathetic, parasympathetic, and enteric divisions. Each of these branches carries out distinct functions while also interacting synergistically and sometimes antagonistically with each other. The sympathetic division is best known for mobilizing the body during threats, while the parasympathetic division restores the body to a calm, energy-conserving state. The enteric division independently manages digestion within the gastrointestinal tract. The ANS also collects and transmits sensory information from the internal organs to the central nervous system, CNS, providing vital input for regulating physiological conditions. For example, it senses changes in blood pressure, blood chemistry, and levels of tissue inflammation. The hypothalamus acts as a master regulator by interpreting this sensory information and orchestrating appropriate autonomic responses. Cardiovascular regulation exemplifies how each branch of the ANS modulates specific functions. The parasympathetic branch contributes to the beat-to-beat variability in heart rate, facilitating calm and social behavior. In contrast, the sympathetic branch oversees broader adjustments, such as those needed to exercise or respond to a threat. Hormones like epinephrine, vasopressin, and angiotensin extend the time scale of these autonomic adjustments, regulating heart rate and vascular tone over minutes to hours. Rather than working in isolation, these divisions interact in a dynamic network that balances arousal and restoration. This lecture challenges the misconception that the sympathetic system is always maladaptive, or that parasympathetic activation is inherently beneficial. As we explore each system in depth, we will appreciate the adaptive complexity of the ANS in shaping behavior and maintaining health. Sympathetic division. The sympathetic nervous system, SNS, prepares the body for action and manages physiological processes that expend energy. Commonly associated with the fight-or-flight response, the SNS increases heart rate, dilates airways, and redirects blood flow toward skeletal muscles during times of perceived danger or high demand. This response enables rapid motor readiness, improving survival chances in threatening situations. SNS neurons originate in the thoracolumbar region of the spinal cord, spanning from thoracic segment T1 to lumbar segment L2. Preganglionic neurons exit the spinal cord through the ventral root and connect to sympathetic ganglia clusters of nerve cells alongside the vertebral column. These ganglia form the sympathetic chain, which allows for coordinated responses across multiple organs through mechanisms like divergence and convergence of signals. Divergence enables a single preganglionic neuron to stimulate multiple ganglia, while convergence allows multiple inputs to affect a single ganglion. This mass activation capacity enables the SNS to orchestrate system-wide responses, such as a simultaneous rise in blood pressure, respiratory rate, and sweat production during emergencies. However, this level of integration is typically reserved for acute stress states, not baseline functioning. A unique feature of the SNS is its connection to the adrenal medulla, the inner core of the adrenal glands. Preganglionic neurons directly stimulate the adrenal medulla, prompting the release of hormones like epinephrine and norepinephrine into the bloodstream. These hormones reinforce and prolong the sympathetic response, increasing fuel availability and muscle readiness throughout the body. SNS neurotransmission involves two primary chemicals, acetylcholine and norepinephrine. While preganglionic neurons release acetylcholine, most postganglionic neurons release norepinephrine. Exceptions exist, such as those innervating sweat glands and blood vessels in skeletal muscle, which also use acetylcholine. This chemical diversity allows for fine-tuned modulation of different organs, adapting the SNS response to specific physiological context. Parasympathetic division. The parasympathetic nervous system, PNS, promotes rest, digestion, and energy conservation. Often referred to as the rest and digest system, the PNS slows heart rate, enhances gastrointestinal activity, and supports reproductive functions. This branch of the ANS restores the body to a state of calm and recovery following sympathetic activation or daily activity. Parasympathetic neurons arise from the brainstem and the sacral region of the spinal cord, giving the system its craniosacral designation. The most significant cranial nerve in this division is the vagus, cranial nerve TA10, which provides widespread parasympathetic innervation to the heart, lungs, and digestive tract. This extensive influence underscores the central role of the vagus in maintaining homeostasis and internal stability. Unlike the sympathetic division, parasympathetic ganglia are located close to or within the target organs. As a result, parasympathetic preganglionic axons are long and postganglionic axons are short. Both types of neurons release acetylcholine, which acts on muscarinic receptors to induce organ-specific changes. This arrangement allows for localized and selective modulation of visceral functions. Beyond organ control, the PNS is also deeply involved in regulating inflammation. Through vagal sensory and motor branches, the PNS detects inflammatory signals and activates anti-inflammatory pathways. One example is the cholinergic anti-inflammatory reflex, in which vagal signals promote the release of acetylcholine that suppresses immune activity in the spleen. This mechanism helps prevent chronic inflammation, a contributor to diseases like diabetes and depression. Heart rate variability, HRV. Biofeedback uses this parasympathetic control to enhance health and emotional regulation. Techniques such as resonance frequency breathing improve vagal tone, enabling clients to manage stress and anxiety better. These findings highlight the therapeutic potential of the PNS in both physiological and psychological interventions. The relationship between the sympathetic and parasympathetic branches. While often portrayed as opposites, the sympathetic and parasympathetic systems engage in more than just reciprocal inhibition. They can act in antagonistic, complementary, and cooperative ways, depending on the physiological context. Understanding these interactions is key to appreciating how autonomic regulation supports a flexible and adaptive response to life's demands. In antagonistic interactions, one system activates while the other inhibits the same target organ. For example, the SNS increases heart rate, while the PNS slows it. This push-pull mechanism, termed accentuated antagonism, ensures tight control over vital functions. A balanced shift between these influences allows for rapid and appropriate adjustments in cardiovascular function, respiration, and gastrointestinal activity. Complementary actions occur when both systems contribute different effects that together enhance organ function. In the case of salivation, parasympathetic input stimulates watery saliva production, while sympathetic input causes vasoconstriction, leading to thicker secretions. These differences allow the body to fine-tune its responses to the environment. Cooperative actions are seen in complex behaviors like sexual function. Parasympathetic activation initiates arousal by increasing genital blood flow and lubrication, while sympathetic activation facilitates orgasm and ejaculation. These synergistic roles illustrate how both systems work in tandem to support intricate biological functions. Notably, some tissues such as the adrenal medulla, erector pili muscles, and most blood vessels receive only sympathetic innervation. Their activity is modulated solely by changes in sympathetic firing, highlighting the selective control the ANS exerts over different systems. This interplay is not fixed but dynamically modulated. For example, during aerobic exercise, sympathetic activation maintains cardiovascular output, while parasympathetic reactivation helps the body recover. The simultaneous engagement contradicts the idea of a zero-sum competition and instead suggests a highly adaptable regulatory system shaped by both internal and external demands. Porges' polyvagal theory. Stephen Porges' polyvagal theory reframes our understanding of autonomic regulation by proposing a hierarchical model of vagal function. According to this theory, the vagus comprises two functionally distinct branches, an older unmyelinated dorsal vagal system and a newer myelinated ventral vagal system. These systems support different adaptive responses to varying levels of environmental threat. The myelinated vagus, originating in the nucleus ambiguus, governs social engagement behaviors such as facial expression, eye contact, and vocalization. It acts rapidly to inhibit sympathetic activation and promote calm states, enabling humans to foster connection and cooperation. This social engagement system is considered evolutionarily advanced, enhancing survival through group cohesion and communication. The unmyelinated vagus arises from the dorsal motor nucleus and is linked to passive defense strategies such as feigning death or freezing. These behaviors, sometimes described as shutdown responses, are evoked when neither fight nor flight appears viable. This branch supports energy conservation and survival in situations of overwhelming threat. Porges argues that the ANS response is not simply about arousal versus calm, but involves evaluating safety, danger, and life threat. The myelinated vagus is engaged when safety is detected, the sympathetic system responds to danger, and the unmyelinated vagus is activated when the situation appears inescapable. This tri-level response model allows for a richer understanding of human behavior, trauma responses, and autonomic disorders. Although polyvagal theory remains controversial in some scientific circles, its influence is undeniable in fields like psychology, trauma therapy, and biofeedback. It provides a framework for understanding how autonomic states shape our emotional experiences and interactions with others, emphasizing the importance of physiological safety for optimal functioning. The myelinated vagus. The myelinated vagus is a key component of the social engagement system. As the newest addition to the autonomic nervous system in evolutionary terms, it supports nuanced responses to environmental cues. Its fibers, insulated by myelin sheaths, allow for rapid conduction and fine-tuned control over visceral organs, especially the heart and lungs. One of the most important functions of the myelinated vagus is to act as a vagal brake on the heart. This brake helps maintain a calm heart rate and promotes high-frequency heart rate variability, which reflects a flexible and responsive autonomic state. When this system is functioning well, individuals can smoothly transition between states of rest, alertness, and active engagement. The myelinated vagus is also linked to prefrontal cortical activation, which underlies executive functions such as attention, emotion regulation, and planning. In safe contexts, this connection allows individuals to engage mindfully with their environment, pursue goals, and connect with others. The parasympathetic regulation provided by this branch is vital for learning, empathy, and social communication. Disruptions to this system, such as from chronic stress or trauma, can inhibit these capacities. Vagal withdrawal, the reduction of myelinated vagal influence, leads to decreased HRV, diminished attention, and social disengagement. These changes increase the likelihood of sympathetic dominance and associated health risks. Therapeutic interventions like HRV biofeedback, mindfulness, and slow-paced breathing seek to strengthen this system. By training individuals to re-engage the myelinated vagus, these practices promote resilience, reduce stress-related symptoms, and enhance interpersonal functioning. The sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system remains essential for preparing the body for physical activity and dealing with perceived threats. It activates the body's stress response systems, including the sympathetic adrenal medullary, SAM, axis, which stimulates the adrenal medulla to release epinephrine. This surge of adrenaline boosts heart rate, respiration, and energy availability. In polyvagal theory, the SNS suppresses the dorsal vagal response to prevent immobilization during threat. This inhibition allows for physical mobilization, either to confront danger or escape from it. This fight-or-flight reaction is evolutionarily advantageous in many settings and is not inherently harmful if followed by timely recovery. However, in modern life, chronic sympathetic activation due to prolonged stress, poor sleep, or trauma can be maladaptive. It is associated with cardiovascular strain, digestive issues, and immune suppression. Thus, understanding how and when the SNS should activate is critical for both physical and mental well-being. Importantly, the SNS does not act in isolation. It interacts with the parasympathetic system in complex ways, including reciprocal inhibition, additive modulation, and rebound effects. For example, parasympathetic rebound can occur after intense sympathetic activation, such as an increase in gastrointestinal activity during sleep following a stressful day. Effective stress management involves not eliminating sympathetic activity, but ensuring that its activation is appropriate to the situation and followed by sufficient recovery. Interventions that support recovery, such as HRV biofeedback, promote a more balanced autonomic state, improving resilience and health. The unmelanated vagus. The unmyelinated vagus represents an evolutionarily older pathway that supports immobilization responses. When an organism faces a life-threatening situation where escape or defense is not possible, this system activates to induce freeze, dissociation, or shutdown. These states reduce metabolic demands and may increase survival when motion would increase danger. Originating in the dorsal motor nucleus, these fibers exert slower, less precise control over internal organs compared to their myelinated counterparts. Their effects are typically associated with low energy states, such as digestive quiescence and lowered heart rate. While potentially protective, prolonged activation of this system is associated with functional impairment. Clinical conditions such as PTSD, depression, and dissociative disorders may involve overactivation of the unmyelinated vagus. In such cases, individuals may feel numb, disconnected, or overwhelmed, struggling to re-engage with their environment or relationships. Understanding the role of this vagal pathway in these responses opens the door to targeted interventions. Therapies that gradually restore a sense of safety can help shift the nervous system away from dorsal vagal dominance. This can include somatic approaches, trauma-informed therapy, and biofeedback techniques designed to restore myelinated vagal tone. The goal is to enable individuals to re-engage socially and emotionally after periods of immobilization. Recognizing the function of the unmyelinated vagus offers valuable insight into how the body instinctively protects itself. It also underscores the importance of restoring parasympathetic flexibility after overwhelming experiences. Enteric division. The enteric division of the autonomic nervous system, often referred to as the second brain, operates primarily within the gastrointestinal GI tract. It contains roughly 100 million neurons comparable to the spinal cord and can independently function, although it remains influenced by both sympathetic and parasympathetic inputs. This vast neural network governs critical digestive processes, including peristalsis, enzyme secretion, and blood flow within the gut, enabling nutrient absorption and waste elimination. Two main plexuses comprise the enteric nervous system, ENS, the myenteric, Auerbach's plexus, and the submucosal, Meissner's plexus. The myenteric plexus lies between the layers of the muscularis externa and coordinates the rhythmic contraction of gut muscles. The submucosal plexus in the submucosa regulates local blood flow and glandular secretions. These networks work together to adjust motility and secretion based on real-time feedback from the intestinal environment. The ENS houses a wide array of neurotransmitters, many of which are also found in the central nervous system. Remarkably, the gut contains over 90% of the body's serotonin and about half of its dopamine. These neurotransmitters play roles in digestion and mood regulation, suggesting a strong gut-brain axis. This bidirectional communication pathway allows the enteric system to influence mental health and vice versa. The vagus provides afferent and efferent connections between the ENS and the brain, allowing visceral sensory input to shape autonomic output. For instance, vagal afferents relay information about gut distension or inflammation to the brainstem, potentially influencing stress responses or appetite regulation. During acute stress, sympathetic activation reduces gut motility and blood flow, while parasympathetic dominance during rest restores these digestive functions. Despite its autonomy, the ENS can be overridden by emotional and physiological states. For example, fear and anger can temporarily suppress digestion via increased sympathetic tone. Conversely, practices like deep breathing and relaxation can promote parasympathetic engagement, enhancing digestive function. This integration of ENS activity into broader autonomic dynamics reinforces the enteric division's pivotal role in physical and emotional health. Summary. The autonomic nervous system, ANS, is a complex, multi-layered regulatory system that maintains internal balance across a wide range of physiological functions. It comprises the sympathetic, parasympathetic, and enteric divisions, each playing a unique yet interdependent role in sustaining life and responding to environmental demands. These branches coordinate cardiovascular, respiratory, digestive, immune, and behavioral responses, enabling rapid shifts between arousal, restoration, and defense. When the nervous system perceives safety, the myelinated vagus initiates social engagement, calm breathing, and digestive readiness. In this state, heart rate variability increases, digestion proceeds efficiently through enteric circuits, and cognitive flexibility is high. The ENS, through its extensive local control and neurotransmitter diversity, plays a foundational role in this restorative state. Parasympathetic innervation promotes enteric activity, while the ENS contributes feedback that influences mood, immune responses, and autonomic balance. In response to moderate challenges, the sympathetic system mobilizes the body via increased heart rate, blood flow to muscles, and energy release. It inhibits the ENS during such states to divert resources away from digestion. However, when a situation escalates beyond the possibility of defense or escape, the unmyelinated vagus may induce shutdown, marked by dissociation, immobility, and digestive stasis. Thus, enteric function serves as both an indicator and a participant in autonomic states. The enteric division also helps mediate recovery from stress. As sympathetic arousal recedes, parasympathetic input and enteric signaling restore gut function and promote nutrient absorption. This transition supports homeostasis and re-engages higher cognitive and social faculties. Practices such as HRV biofeedback, which enhance vagal tone, not only calm the cardiovascular system, but also reactivate digestive rhythms, reinforcing systemic resilience. Ultimately, the ANS must be understood as an adaptive system rather than a simple balance beam between arousal and relaxation. Its branches, including the enteric network, shift dynamically in response to internal needs and external demands. A healthy autonomic profile involves flexible transitions among these states, supported by the capacity to recover from stress and re-engage with life's relational and metabolic demands. The ENS exemplifies how deeply integrated the gut is within this system, not merely as a digestive apparatus, but as a neurological hub of emotion, immunity, and health.